KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Texas Tickets 214-696-8001 present Why Today Doesn't Suck. They would also like to present you with Cowboys Giants or Cowboys Steelers tickets if perhaps you wanted tickets to be in the same stadium as Myron Cope on a October Sunday afternoon. You could with Texas Tickets. Here's Dan.
Thanks, Bob. The hard line is here in studio. Ready for sports.
So did Kyle Denny, did he have the tight USC cheerleader sweater on?
And were there falsies under it?
Why don't you read the story to bring everyone else into your bit?
Well, it's not a bit.
But you're making light of a serious situation.
No, it's reportage. That's what it is.
Kyle Denny, the pitcher from, let's see, was it Milwaukee? No. Detroit? No. Minnesota?
Rangers?
No.
I've never heard of him in the Ranger organization.
I believe Kyle Denny pitches
Indians.
For Cleveland.
Well. I'm not doing that.
Kyle Denny was, of course, the young man last night hit in the leg by a bullet.
Gunplay.
That pierced the team's bus Wednesday night when they were leaving Kansas City on their way to the airport. Now, Denny, hit in the leg, I believe we're told he's going to be fine, right? I don't know.
Sure.
But it just so happened
it's... The last thing I saw, he's not in any kind of life-threatening jeopardy or anything.
No.
Hit him right in the moccasin.
Hit him right in the moccasin.
He had the knee highs on. It's a good thing.
Caught an arrowhead.
Do you have the new Norm drop I gave you today, Dave?
Hold on.
Because I want to play it during this one.
So Kyle Denny...
That's it.
Tell you what. Norm had a bunch of potential drops on his show today.
What day can you not say that?
That's a good point.
Kyle Denny was shot, but since it is the final road trip of the season, and this could be the case for the Rangers as they embark on their Seattle trip, this is when the rookie hazing, I believe, is generally paid in full. And he was wearing a full USC cheerleaders uniform on his way to the airport. So they are actually saying, let's see, the team spokesman is actually saying that perhaps the USC high white boots that he was wearing saved him from further injury. USC cheerleaders outfit. So.
All right.
That's a wacky story.
Coach Rose.
I don't know if he had.
How come Tom has never had to be hazed that way by us? We haven't really hazed him yet.
You're really treading.
Yeah, you can't do it right
now
anyway.
You're treading, man.
But hazing is friendly.
You've had several days added today.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I've been nice to Tom today.
No.
We're on four and counting.
You can't start to say, Bob, if I'm too nice to Tom, then that's too sarcastic and stuff.
It was incredibly sarcastic, even though I'm paying this penalty as well.
Well, hey, the perfect pair winner when you go to it and it's a dial tone.
You're doing.
Do you think it's your fault or mine?
You're doing a great job, Tom.
I'm sorry. That's it.
Who could get that mad at someone calling in?
Norm.
Here's Norm. Just
when you're in the Ranger's pocket or whatever.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it.
Do you think he just pushes the button or does he use his whole palm to hit every button, every phone line?
Accuracy is not a really big.
Do it again.
I'm sorry. That's it.
You think they teach you that at How Would You Like to Be on the Air?
How would you like to be on the air?
The broadcast school. If a caller really annoys you, just do this.
I'm just, sorry. That's it.
Just open-handedly slap the telos.
These are such Such good times. Today is September 30th. On this day in 1988, Robin Givens is on a nationally televised interview with Mike Tyson sitting meekly next to her.
On tranquilizer.
Yeah. Did you hear about Norm today?
You think that
He'd
was...
never heard that drop.
What?
The Wisconsin?
Never heard it.
Well, does that surprise you that he's not having a listening party right now?
He said he'd never heard it. He made him play it
really
over, and over again, yeah. That's Mike Tyson?
Norm's never heard that drop?
He refers to stuff on our show.
How is that possible?
Get Frito in here. Somebody get Frito in here.
He's,
That's what he said today.
So Frito. He heard it, and then he goes, I'm sorry, that's...
No, he said, who was that? That's Mike Tyson. He goes, no, that's Tyson. I've never heard that. That dropped the most played drop in the last year.
Yeah, the morning show plays the heck out of it, too.
Yes. Get big Frito in here.
Well, here comes Frito.
Here comes Frito.
Frito.
Profusely sweating.
Oh, my goodness. Look at his
blood. I don't even know why I'm bothered coming on with you guys.
Look at his blood pressure.
Frito, That's just so wrong.
Did Norm say that today?
Yes, he had no clue.
He didn't know that. He'd never heard that
he'd
drop.
He'd never heard that drop before.
No, he said he'd never heard the drop before. And then after we called him on it, he finally said, well, I just didn't know that was Tyson.
Well.
Jeremy played like all four versions, too. Backwards, slow, fast.
Now, what do those sound like?
Oh, my dear Christ.
Oh, come on.
Never heard of it.
Has he ever heard the I'm Frito. Sorry that's it drop where he hangs up on a caller?
Yeah, I'm sure he's heard that.
Do you recall what was going on at that time?
I'm sorry, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Do you recall what prompted that?
God, was the caller questioning?
Saying that Hicks was...
He said you're an apologist for Tom Hicks.
Yes.
And once you utter those words, you hear this.
I'm sorry, that's it. That's it.
Saying he's an apologist is a good way to pull him off sides. Another one is accusing him of having a bet on the game, and that's why he feels the way he does.
So what is he...
You'd lose $150 million.
If I made $50 billion, I wouldn't...
He does not make $50 billion, Tom.
Norma.
Tom,
you're throwing numbers around.
Tom, well, you haven't even answered my question. You offer Todd Zeal.
You are an apologist.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it. I'm sorry. When you won't answer my question, that fries me. You offer Todd Zeal 3 years for eight.
So, Bob, if you were to call him up and say, Norm, you must be mad about this because you had a bet on the game. What would you hear?
He must be doing a whole week of Redskins got screwed because you had the Redskins in a double play.
You know what? He didn't, though.
I know.
And then you hear this.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it.
You must not.
Frito.
You know, here's another thing you might say. Have that ready, Dave. You must not really be in favor of a college football playoff system, huh, Norm? I mean.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it.
Or I guess you could say, you know, the Cowboys' past six drafts have been just incredible. They've been awesome.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it.
Let's get back to birthdays.
Norm, you must like fart drops 10 to noon.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, Sounds like you're really friends with the Musers now.
I'm sorry. That's it.
Hell, there's no toilet flushing rule. We can't play the toilet flushing drop unless he calls for it.
Jeremy will not...
Unless you mention the Lions or something, right?
The Bengals.
Can't you get ooh that smell for the Bengals?
That's what that is.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it.
And by the way, Grego, that song that ZZ Top sings about someone who dresses really nicely.
Sharp-dressed man?
No, that's well-dressed man.
Oh, well-dressed man.
Jeremy, get well-dressed man for me.
How you feeling?
I love Norm.
I do, too. He's good times.
Where would we be without Norm? Did Chris Arnold ever give us that many drops?
In a van down by the river. How you feeling, Frito?
Just fine there, Bob. Thanks Frito. For asking.
Frito.
My vitals Frito. Are okay right now.
Are they?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
You should walk around with an EKG.
You want me to?
Just to make sure.
You know, Frito, it frightens me to look at you these days.
That is so wrong.
Why is that?
Just because every time I do, I think of how hard his heart must be having to work.
You know, that and the whole Fall Frito thing is just completely wrong.
What happened to the treadmill?
Oh, no, oh, no. Are you okay? Norm, hit his chest and say, I'm sorry, that's it, while you do it. If possible.
Bring him back to life.
Norm, help him. Norm?
I'm sorry. That's it.
Oh, there he is.
That's
hey,
it.
Frito's back.
Frito's breathing.
Kevin's been working really hard in the ticker room right here.
What's Kevin got?
Okay. We're going to call them the District of Columbia Athletic Club. The District of Columbia Athletic Club.
The DCAC.
The Washington. That's not boxing. That's abuse. You just play a boxing note.
Ow!
What is that? Muhammad Ali's daughter hit somebody? No, that's not bad, because that person sounded punch drunk.
You know who that was?
Who was it?
Mike Tyson.
That was Mike Tyson?
Where have you been?
Well, you listen to the station a lot.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yep, that's Mike Tyson.
I've never heard that drop.
I'm dumping that right now. Are you serious? You've never heard
I've
that
never
drop.
I've never heard that drop.
Okay, listen, any day, Monday through Friday,
never,
250.
Let me just say this. I never associated that with Mike Tyson. That is Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Oh, my. So that Eat Your Start Heart stuff was real.
We also have it fast.
Yeah. Slow.
Oh, come on.
Mike needs the $50. Anyway, the Bernard Hopkins Oscar... Hello.
And backwards.
The whole rest of this segment, I think, here.
Listen to
my own emergency break involving Mike Tyson.
Good job.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it.
Good job, K-Scott. That's turning around audio quickly.
P1 birthdays today. We have P1 Brandon, who is the president of the state of Florida, has more NCAA football national championships than the state of Texas in the last 30-plus years club. We also have Deborah wishing her brother David a happy 40th birthday. We also have Jeremy Giambi wishing himself a happy 30th. Jose Lima is 32.
All right.
Dominique Mocianu is 23.
Pretty hot, too.
Johnny.
Who is that? The gymnast.
From 96, when she was like 15.
Mm.
Hammer.
Johnny Padres is 72.
I don't think
he's
seen her
catch
recently.
In the World Series.
I believe what? He's a Phillies pitching coach.
Who did? Johnny Padres, didn't he?
He was a pitcher.
No, okay, who am I thinking of that made that catch?
Willie Mays?
Amoros.
Yes, I am.
Well, I think we're getting
Al Gianfrido.
Were you thinking of Willie Mays?
I was thinking of Willie Mays.
I think we're getting a Fox Sports Net time of their lives. We're seeing Jim Knox's greatest moments from the season.
Somebody's grabbing life by the horns.
Jim Knox's greatest moments. We should do that tomorrow.
That won't take very long.
Virgie.
Dude.
What? I love Jim Knox.
That's why I say that.
The Virgie one.
All right, Virgin.
Robin Roberts is 78.
Former guest of the Hardline.
My God.
Twice even.
33.
Darman Gregg.
Roy Horn is 60.
Roy.
Of Siegfried and Roy.
How come we don't have the ring?
Roy.
We do.
We do.
Okay. Top right.
Who we saw. Who is it again? Dave?
It's Roy.
Roy.
Roy Horn. Sissy Houston is 71.
That is Whitney's mama. Used to sing in Elvis's band.
Dewey Martin is 62.
Dewey.
Reiner.
Buffalo Springfield. Did you like the others?
I figured that was like Vlad Guerrero facing Proposition Joe, but go ahead. Let's have the others.
Neil Young, Stephen Still, Richie Furay, and Bruce Palmer, later replaced by Jim Messina.
By the way, is everybody properly enjoying The Wire this season?
I certainly am.
I sure am.
Boy.
I'm on there every Sunday night.
They are on their game. They are not wasting any time, are they?
I've caught up.
You see who's back?
I'm enjoying it.
Do I see who's back?
Who did the wheelchair trick?
Oh, Omar, yeah.
Omar.
I didn't
awesome.
Really have much to do with anything, but
no,
it was
but
still
they
cool.
Just, they kind of just said, here he is.
Yeah, he's still
get
around.
Get ready.
He'll be back.
Stringer's got all sorts of problems to deal with right now.
Oh, Stringer does, man.
Johnny Mathis is 69. Eric Stoltz is 43.
Do you like how Stringer conducts meetings with his...
Boy, he certainly has gotten businesslike, hadn't he?
The chair recognizes.
Barry Williams is 50. And now here's some spares.
Greg Brady.
I've never heard this.
Please, the fast version. Please. I'm begging you.
What if we change...
That's it.
Okay.
What if we added... We made spares that drop now.
Okay.
Well, let's still replace Eddie Grant. Eddie Grant's not worn out yet.
All right, well...
It isn't?
Let's put Mike Tyson out to pasture for a little while. Jamal Anderson is 32.
Gosh, he was great for a year, right?
2 years.
Yeah, good for a while. Good.
Tore his knee up.
It all ended at Texas Stadium.
Sure did.
Where did he go to college?
Utah.
Yep.
Brenson Buckner, 33.
Ball went right through his legs. Cost him the World Series.
Yeah.
It's Bill Buckner.
Martina Hingis.
Yeah, Steeler Dan, you should know that.
He's a Panther now. Martina Hingis is 24.
Yeah, but he was a Steeler.
I'm Panther Dan.
Does she have full-fledged sideburns?
Who?
Martina Hingis?
No, she didn't have any face hair, you idiot.
She sideburns.
Might. No, she might.
No,
don't
yeah.
rule it out.
Like Burnside.
Yeah, like General Burnside. That's
she
right.
was hot as hell.
Dave Magadan, 42.
Met.
Baseball.
And Mark Randall is 37.
One of the odd couple.
He was the Kansas Jayhawk ivory tower of the 91 team that played Duke in the finals, I recall.
Duke.
And by the way, here's a bonus one that I did not notice, but he's a good dude. Robert Reed is 49.
Poop.
The Rocket?
The Houston Rocket, who had something to do with that Fort Worth basketball team, as I recall.
Yeah, the Fort Worth Doogies.
Dookies.
No, Doogies.
I don't know what they were.
He was involved with it, too.
Sure, the fierce Doogies.
He was a good, strong. Back to you, Dan.
Born on this day, now dead, Kenny Baker.
R2-D2 is dead.
Truman Capote. Frankie Lyman.
Is R2-D2 dead?
Frankie Lyman. Who is it, Ron? Frankie Lyman.
The Teenagers.
No. In the John Mellencamp song.
We need to ask.
Frankie Lyman, Mitch Ryder, they were rocking. Yeah, that's it.
We need to ask Lisa
Mitch
G.
Mitch Ryder?
R2-D2's dead.
Frankie Lyman, Mitch Ryder, they were rocking.
Gosh, I can't think of it right now, but he's in there.
Dead on this day, still dead. Edgar Bergen. James
that's
Dean.
Candace's daddy.
Oh, by the way, did you enjoy the running dialogue about the guy who wanted to see the pole house? On Sunday night's
Wife. Yeah.
And Dan Quisenberry.
Across the street.
These are all pole houses.
Did an interview with him one time.
Dan Quisenberry died on this day in 1998.
That's great.
Tyler, what's your bit?
That's why today doesn't suck.
I've never heard that drop. I'm sorry. That's it.
All right, the hard line's next. Bye.